let's move on to Travels with Brindle.
His name's on the back of all your favorite records. Out of the library, giant orange passports, old weird America, big dreams and promises, hot off the turntable, haloed in tape hiss. You hope that you'll leave here, hope you find your people. That's how you cope, to hope against hope. Your best friend left you.
So would you call this G and U?
I mean, you'd have to, right?
I think you'd have to.
GU. It's a medically, it's a, I'm not going to go into it. Does she forget the lyrics at one point in the song, like at the 59-second mark? Does she like actually forget what she's supposed to sing and mumble it?
I don't know.
I
maybe
didn't notice that, but that's actually kind of cool if that happens.
It is not cool. It is not cool by any means. How can you submit a take where you fumble the words?
Well, you know,
I know there are zero stakes, but how can you care so little?
It's a one take song. I mean, if you got 98% of it right, like, you might just want to call it a day. I mean, she hit play and record on a tape recorder and then did the whole thing from start to finish.
Literally every other competitor put some serious care and effort into this, and I'm a little insulted. You know, do another take, for Christ's sake. So serious. I thought of nothing else but that in this whole song.
Yeah, well,
I have to listen to that again.
I give her some credit, just because it's hard to record a single take and to get it all done. I mean, we're all you've never done a single take song?
You don't need
to. Never.
Yeah.
Like not even once.
Why bother?
I've done it once. But yeah, it's hard. It's really hard to get it all right and to get it all on tape or whatever. My first note is this song would really benefit from multi-track recording techniques. Like, she could record the uke on one track and then record some vocals on another, cut it up piecemeal. Like, she's a pretty good singer. I like the tone of her voice. She has a pretty clear voice. And there's the occasional flat note, which she could probably just do another take and do it again. But if the whole song is cut in one take, it's just not practical. Another note I have is that she also did a song for Bend the Knee. Like, I saw it on her YouTube channel, but it didn't make it into Songfight for some reason. I don't know if her song, like, the email was not dug up by the Fightmaster, or if she didn't get it, you know, on time or what, but... Yeah, she records a lot of music, so this is not her first rodeo. So she has, I think, hundreds of songs, and she busks in the subway, and she has a pretty extensive YouTube channel. But I think her recording techniques are just pretty primitive, and I think that's something she could definitely improve on.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with everything you said, but I do think this certainly has an element of charm to it that I like, and I like her voice. I'd like a little more variation between the verse and the chorus, and I thought the bridge was maybe a little too long. And then I have a very specific comment about the lyrics, about one line in the lyrics where she says, "Hope you find your people." Every time she said that, it took me out of the song a little bit. I think because it's a very contemporary phrase, and it's something people say a lot in the moment, but that I haven't heard much in the past. And I was struck by that every time, just by the phrasing of it. I think the idea of it is fine. But that was one thing that kind of drew me out of the song a little bit. But I think there's a lot to like here, and I would definitely like to hear more from her in the future.
I like the bridge, too. I think she goes into halftime on the ukulele, which is a good change-up. And when it's just you and a ukulele, you need some change-ups to keep things from sounding too samey-samey. So I think that was a good idea. Do you have anything else, Ryan?
No, just...
Do more takes! Damn it.
Just rage. I mean, she spent all the time making the song. She spent all the time preparing the song and practicing it and writing it out and all of that stuff. So why not get a 100% take?
See, now you're making me want to intentionally write that into a song.
Knock yourself out, man. Just actually, you can make that the whole song where you forget, and so that we can hear the pages flipping. Where what was I supposed to sing in this part? Yeah, no, that'd be awesome. But but here it just I'm insulted. But I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, if you put that much effort into the song, why wouldn't you want to make the official kind of recording of it just really good? And it's not like she didn't have time, right? This was a 2 week long submission period. So I'm just annoyed at that. Otherwise, it doesn't sound all that different from her other song that we reviewed at one of the other podcasts, which I'm blanking on exactly which title that was. Was that Spin Tunes or was that?
No, that was Song Fight. Let's see.
Is that the one that had kind of like an announcement for her YouTube channel at the end?
Yes. Yes. And I did a cover of it. This song is 4 minutes long.
You remember that. It was the Thin Air fight.
Okay. Yeah. I feel bad harshing it so badly, but I, you know, just that aspect of it where everybody else puts a lot more effort into their song and trying to perfect it and trying to get a good take. And, you know, if you're going to immortalize it, so to speak, by putting it into Song Fight, then why not get your best foot forward on it?